everybody. This is CJ Liu. Happy 4th of July. It's a day after 4th of July, our Independence Day.
Yay!
And we are here with Ragini Michaels teaching us how to be independent of forgiveness. No, that doesn't work.
Independent of blame.
Independent of blame. That's what it is.
I guess.
So this is actually part of a series that Ragini and I've done over the course of, I think, almost a year or so. Mm-hmm. We were looking at things that are impediments to self-love or impediments to self-love. And now we're moving towards self-love. And forgiveness is definitely part of that.
Yes, it is.
So what I like to do is take real life scenarios. So we're going to talk about someone. This happened recently to a friend of mine whose husband found that her husband for 16 years had been cheating on her for the last 14 years. Okay. So let's use your program here. How do we go about forgiving? You know, I mean, because this is someone who is, you know, shocked out. She was shocked out. She had no idea any of this was happening.
Well, the first thing you have to do in a situation that is that extreme, mm-hmm. is deal with the shock. You can't do anything until you started releasing some of the shock. So there's a lot of tools out there in the world today in the field of energy psychology, mm-hmm. that would help a person begin to move through this a little more quickly than if, because sometimes you can stay in shock from something like that for a really long time.
Yeah.
You need to be in there for a little while, but then you can help process it through your system with energy psychology tools.
What's a really long time to be in shock? I mean, I don't know because I haven't worked with a lot of patients with these kind of scenarios.
Well, sometimes you can be in shock when you lose a spouse from death for up to 3 years.
Oh, wow.
So you really don't start feeling it a whole lot for a long time. That's part of your protection. So you want to honor that something, again, that extreme.
Right.
Okay, is going to be shocking.
Right.
When that means you're going to shut down.
Right.
You're not going to be able to deal with it directly, mm-hmm. too quickly. So you want to see somebody who has like energy psychology tools, which are designed to help release the emotional charge on trauma. This scenario would fit into a traumatic event.
Right.
All right.
Yeah.
So you would need to approach it as a trauma and bring down the emotional charge on your sense of shock, betrayal, anger, hurt, fear of the future. I mean, there's enormous numbers of emotions there that you need to at least get down to the place where you can, they're not stopping you from being able to just be,
mm-hmm.
right? You know, they're going to be very strong, paralyzing you, that we don't want them to paralyze you anymore. Once you've done that, okay, then
can I mention one thing?
Sure.
Just so people have tools, because people may not be familiar with energy, mm-hmm. psychology. I know that emotional freedom tapping is one of those. There's almost an EFT.
EFT is
almost, there's a practitioner almost anywhere in the States.
There's practitioners so many places. Plus, you can go on the web and look up emotional freedom technique or EFT, or you can go to TAT, Tapas Acupressure Technique. And these are techniques that you can actually do on your own, although I do recommend that you have somebody who knows how to do it with you when you're in this kind of extreme scenario that you've described here today.
Right.
On other things, where you're just angry with someone and it's not such a shock, for example, those things you can probably, you know, work with on your own.
Right.
But the first thing you have to do once you've got your emotions under control,
to some degree,
because it takes a long time sometimes to forgive someone, depending on the depth. It took me, for example, 10 years to forgive a 13-year-long relationship that I was in for not working. It took me 10 additional years to forgive the man that I was with in that relationship. Thank goodness I managed to do it before he died, which he then did.
Wow. 20 years.
Well, 13 years together and 10 years to forgive him afterwards.
Okay, got it.
Okay. So the reason I'm sharing that is because it's helpful to understand that forgiveness can be a process over time. Don't think of it as a place to get to and you're done.
Mm.
Because it can continue to come back, the feelings of hurt, the feelings of betrayal, the feelings of anger. And when they do, you must deal with the emotion. You have to face the fact that you have the emotion and feel it in whatever way you can. If you don't have energy psychology and you don't have a therapist, call a friend up and say, I need to talk. Can you listen to me? And that's all they need to do while you speak or cry or do whatever you need to do. Once that's done, then you can say, okay, I think I'm ready to try and forgive this person,
mm-hmm.
okay, because I want to. Not because I should, but because it's in my own best interest to do so. So one of the things you can do is ask yourself, what is it that caused that person to behave in that way? Okay. What could be going on in that person emotionally? In other words, do they have emotional shortcomings that actually are the reason why they treated me in this way? And if you can identify that, and this is again a little tricky, then you say, well, I feel compassion that they have a cold heart, or they've had these difficulties in their life that caused them to be unable to treat me the way that I deserve to be treated, right? So you can go in that route, which can open up compassion, which allows you to give forgiveness. Again, if you're in, and then you can ask yourself, was there anything I did to contribute to this situation? Is there anything I can learn from this scenario where I was betrayed by this other person? And then you can look at your own behavior, and if there isn't, then you say, fine, there's nothing for me to learn here. And if there is, you can grab that and learn it, you know, take that in as you're learning. The other big important piece, I think, is to offer yourself another understanding of betrayal. And this is a pretty spiritually based one, okay? But if you want to change your definition of betrayal, instead of thinking that person betrayed you, what you need to do is allow that person to live their path and their journey the way they need to, which included their treating you the way they did.
Right. So they're on their path. For some reason, both of us on our paths were forced to experience this thing.
Right.
In theory, for our mutual benefit, of which I haven't necessarily discovered yet.
That's right.
That's right.
And if you believe that everybody's on their path and they're here to learn, there has to be some times when we interact with each other in a way that perhaps is for their journey, not ours. Or perhaps it's for both.
Right.
Or just mine, and they did it for me for that reason. If you're going to look at it from a very esoteric level and take some of the spiritual beliefs that are out there today and apply them. The key here is to find a different way to understand someone behaving in a way that's hurtful.
Right.
Because betrayal is not an easy thing to get out from under. To think someone betrayed you is very heartbreaking. But to be able to step back and say, you know, they were just, and this again is a very esoteric spiritual perspective, but people talk about it, and here's a way to use it in real life. That person is on their journey, and this is what they had to do. This is their experience. Whether they learn from it is not my business, but I can forgive it.
Yeah, and you know, it's in the two books that I've read recently, James John Prague, and then also Ainsley MacLeod, who I interviewed a couple months ago. They talk about a soul family, and the soul family are some people on your spiritual journey who are there to just press your buttons.
Right.
And so you view that as thank you for teaching me the lesson that I needed to learn in this particular lifetime, or they could be thanking you, and it's like, I know I'm not getting anything out. This is what you're just saying. I know I'm not getting anything out of it. But the thing
that you want to do here is find a way to look at your experience that frees you from having to hold on to a grudge and blame.
Yeah.
Because what that does is you gain your power back. The minute you blame somebody or you get hung up in being upset because they betrayed you, and it lasts over time and forms into a grudge, which is what a blame is over time, becomes a grudge. You've given up your power to heal that wound. So the way you bring your power back, right, is you say that person was, I'm going to let that person do what they need to do on their path, and I'm going to move on. I'm not going to look at this as betrayal anymore. This was not personal.
How is it that you're giving up your power, though? Because
you've given it up to your grudge.
Oh, so I'm letting my grudge and blame get in the way of healing.
That's
how I'm giving it.
Instead of using your power to heal, you're using your power to harm yourself by holding on to the grudge, which is why people say forgiveness is essential for you, not for the party that you're angry at. Right? Because I can have people not forgive me, and it doesn't have to stop me and my personal growth.
Right.
If I forgive myself.
Right.
For what I did.
Right.
Okay.
Right. Interesting. Okay. Got it. So, what if a point, and I think actually a lot of us, when I've talked to people who have had situations like this, including myself, you do really, because you said there are three steps. So here's what I'm hearing. One, deal with the shock. There are a bunch of energy tools out there. Two, you know, process and deal with it. The second is when you try to neutralize yourself, that's what the energy tools do. So it's deal with the shock, neutralize yourself, and then move to a point of understanding what caused them or you to actually get in this scenario to begin with. And mm-hmm. one of the helpful things to do is the spiritual perspective that we just right. talked about. What I often find myself like stuck in is I can't figure out why they've done this. And I know that you've said to me before, like, well, just because they're unconscious, it could just be that they're unconscious and that could be enough. But I think sometimes you almost have to let go of knowing why. Like, I don't know why, and I may never know why.
You have to let go of why, of needing to know why.
Because sometimes it's irrational.
Because all you're going to do is stay going around and around in your mind, and forgiveness is about dropping into your heart.
Mm-hmm.
So you may never know.